Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys. It's Monday, and it is time to dive into some 49ers roster battles. We've got our countdown series continuing. We have players 58 through 54 today. Really excited, man. There's some fun players that we're covering today. We're in the 50s. It just brings me so much joy every single time. You know, like okay, we're doing these in five clumps, which we've never done before. We used to do one individual episode per player, but like, it's just such a like refreshing feeling going through this and just being like, man, these are some really good players that are going to play some quality minutes and quality games for the 49ers. There's no doubt in my mind, especially whenever you look at like, man, 53 people make the roster. This is the last statistically not going to make the roster, the initial 53-man roster, but dude, a lot of these guys are playing for the Niners. No doubt about it. This is episode 1,663 of the 49ers roster count, the 49ers Rush podcast. And have to say thank you to Josh, Ben, and Zach who help with this entire series. They crush it. They are incredible. I'm seeing the messy stuff. I love it. Want to say thank you to all the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew. Let's get it. And I know my schedule, my recording schedule is kind of off. Dude, this offseason is just killer. But good news, Mr. and Ms. Chapman have found a new location to live. We locked up our apartment earlier this morning. So now we've got that finally figured. That took a lot longer than we thought it was going to take, but that's okay. And so that's huge. But like with the movie details and packing and all kinds of stuff, and we're moving our son to Texas next week. Like we are just like, life's a little crazy right now, but it's good. All good things, just stressful things. So I do apologize if the shows take a little bit of a hiatus sometimes, but we're doing our best, and I hope that comes across. Yeah, Messi's the greatest. I had the opportunity to see him play live in the CONCACAF finals against the United States, and it was just as advertised. He's incredible. He is just unbelievable. Watching all the World Cup stuff has just been great. I've loved it. Thank you, Ben. Happy Father's Day, John, and all. And yeah, we did do a live show yesterday. I wanted to, just didn't come about. And you know, always want to take time. Thank you to all the fathers out there or father figures. You know, I mean, my dad wasn't active in my life through much of my childhood. Football coaches were everything to me. That literally, like, you know, if you look at my brothers and sisters, which there's like seven of us, not a great track record. Majority in prison, overdosed. It's pretty much everybody but me. Not the best, but like, you know, it's funny when people get to know me and kind of my life story and kind of what we came from. I say this all the time. Football coaches, it changed my life. Literally changed my life. Not for them and probably girls. I'm pretty sure I would have went down the same road as the rest of, you know, my brothers and sisters, which just thankfully I never got mixed up into that. And a lot of that was just, man, I don't want to do that stuff. I want to play football. This is what I cared about. And so a big reason why I went into coaching was to kind of return that favor. Hopefully it had a positive impact on some players. But, you know, all that just to say, you know, Father's Day is a big deal. And, you know, credit to everybody out there that plays any type of fatherly role. You know, we said very similar things, Mother's Day as well. But, like, man, it takes a village. And it takes just so many positive influences to impact kids' lives, and you never know what they're going through. You never know how it's going to outcome, and you know, sometimes it doesn't go well, and you know, you go through that. But I just want to say thank you to anybody, you know, whatever it is, even if you're not a father, even if you never could have kids, that does not matter in the least. You can have such a huge positive impact on so many different individuals. So happy Father's Day, Ben. You are the best. Appreciate you, man. What's up, Big Red? We got Brad in the chat. Love it. We're not doing that. we're not doing those things. Daniel just graduated as a detective. Daniel Walls, I love it. Today is a good day. The faithful just got a little bit more qualified. Out there doing the good work, man. I love it. I love it. Go get it done, man. That is awesome. Love all the hashtag CCs. What's up, Shane? Oh, we got Josh and Ben in the chat. Love this. Yeah, shout out to single dads. That's got to be hard as hell. You guys are freaking legends of legends of legends, and I love it, man. All the pops out there. Yeah, I ain't talking about that other dude. happy Father's Day to the best. Thank you, Shane. You are the best. You are the best. All right, now, couple things. We got some new information for the 49ers season. Training camp dates are now set for the entire NFL. The rookies are going to report July 18th. The vets report July 25th. And again, those dates are huge, and it's really cool to get excited. The first practice, shout out to Matt Barrows. He illuminated this. I was going to do the same thing, and he did too. The first practice is July 26th, usually the day after rookies report, vets report. Because those first couple days are check-in, you do your conditioning test, you have meetings, you just go through how things are going to go. First practice usually takes place the day after the vets report, so that July 26th date, that's usually when training camp officially, quote-unquote, start getting practice reports and who's in, who's out, pup list, NFI, all that kind of fun stuff. I'm excited about that. And we have dates set for the joint practices as well, the Titans. We'll have a joint practice with the 49ers in Santa Clara on the 11th of August, probably one of the most important dates of the entire training camp, whatever. And then they're going to practice the Chargers down in El Segundo on the 18th. That's probably the second most important date of the offseason. And here we are where we sit today. You know, this is the 22nd, 80 days to kickoff. It is booming, ladies and gentlemen. And I am more and more stressed as these dates just keep going down. Shout out to Eric Meiser, our social media manager. He's putting out all those fun, you know, Jerry Rice days until training camp on all of our socials. And if you don't follow us on social media, man, strongly recommend giving us a shot. We try to put a positive spin on almost everything. Maybe my Twitter's probably the most negative. But 49ers Rush Podcast, wherever you are on social media, and if you're on Twitter, at JL_Chapman, give us a follow. But yeah, it's a really cool way on Instagram, Facebook, yeah, you know, TikTok, 49ers Rush Podcast. Just start your day with some positive Niners. Easy way. Eric crushes it. He is the best human being I've ever met in my life. He is incredible. Again, somebody fatherly role, where it works with kids with special needs, him and his wife, and they are just freaking saints if there ever were saints. So shout out to Eric. You are the best. Thanks for all the, look at all this Father's Day love. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah, right there. One, best thing you do for kiddos, make sure they start life correctly by being a 49ers fan. It's simple. It's simple. It is simple. Maria, happy Father's Day to the great dads out there. My dad has Alzheimer's, and I'm starting to lose him. Brings perspective of how much impact he's been in my life. One, I'm so sorry. That is heartbreaking. I know that's got to be hard. But yeah, my dad died long time ago, unexpected. And like, it is interesting, the course. I'm 43 years old. You know, I'm old. Sorry for the language. But like, learning the impact my dad had after he passed and after he wasn't in my life was huge. A very positive impact, even though he went around most of my life, yeah, be honest. But it doesn't matter. The negatives do matter. Focus on the positives and just being there. You don't have to be the greatest dad in the world. You just got to be there. And if you haven't been there, go be there from here on forward. It's so simple. Just be there. That's where it starts. That's where it is. So, and yeah, and I appreciate everybody sharing, you know, all the positives and negatives, the things that we go through that people don't know. You know, even me on social media, y'all see my rosy cheeks all the time. And I try to share a little bit because I feel like in my sharing, it helps others. You never know what people are going through. And going through these countdown series, like, it's so cool diving into these players. And so let's get started. And I just have to do, I don't know if it's a disclaimer. Number 58 is Jack Jones. Unlike anybody else on this 49ers roster, maybe unlike any other player that's ever been on the 49ers roster countdown since we've been doing it for all these years, this dude's got off-the-field issues out the wazoo. Has his entire life. dude robbed a Panda Express. And I'm not making light of that, but usually when we do this roster countdown series, it's, man, look how cool of a kid this is and the story of overcoming all this adversity and, man, powerful, empowering. Like, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan typically go after these players that have such a positive outlook on life and just, like, overcome. Drake Greenlaw is my favorite player ever. Why? Dude was a foster kid and has turned his life around and huge positive, breaking a cycle. Like, oh, that is, hey, I care more about in life about that. That's why I became a foster parent, right? I love that stuff. Well, Jack Jones, a little bit different. Now, we're going to attack this two different ways. One, he's a damn good football player. Ball skills are elite. Turnovers, experience, check, 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 check. Off the field, yikes. But he is on a little bit of an upswing. He has had no issues for two seasons. Hasn't missed a game in two seasons. Started every single game. So you're talking about, as we go through this, it's rough. He's 28 years old. Jack Jones corner. He's 5'11", 175. His comparables are Devin Witherspoon and Will Redmond. Will Redmond, you know, Niners, they targeted him. He didn't work out. But, like, he's that undersized, hyper-twitchy, pass breakups, interceptions, and when he gets interceptions, man, he'll take it to the house, force fumbles, fumble recoveries, always around the high-energy jackrabbit corner. As someone who travels nonstop for sporting events at the 49ers Rush Road Trip, I can tell you one of the most difficult things is the logistics, finding out where to stay, how to get there, the timing, how to get your whole group, everything all together. Well, Outdoorsy solves all of these problems, and thousands of RVs and campers nationwide are available right wherever you are. And there's so many ways you could do it. You could drive the RV yourself, you can tow it, or you can have it delivered and have it fully set up at your destination. It's so simple. It's three easy steps. You search and choose an RV that fits your trip and group size. You book with confidence. It comes with insurance, customer support, protection, all that's included. Then you hit the road or arrive and relax. Whether you're driving, towing, getting it delivered, it doesn't matter. And so for sporting events, you want to go check out the World Cup this summer. You're wanting to, it's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. It doesn't matter what you want or need. They have you covered. So right now, my listeners can have all service fees removed, completely removed, from their booking in 2026 with code 49ers, that's 49ERS, at outdoorsy.com. That's outdoorsy.com, and use code 49ers at checkout to remove all service fees. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs. Feel more confident about setting boundaries. Create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. That is what Jack Jones brings. Now, went to USC, disqualified, goes to Moore Park, gets arrested, goes to Arizona State after requalifying. Crazy journey, arrested in the NFL multiple times. Born in Long Beach, went to Long Beach Poly. That is a pipeline of athletes to the NFL. Dominated on both sides of the field in high school. Top prospect, five-star recruit, you know, Long Beach Poly to USC. That tells you a little bit. But academic problems, gets kicked out, goes to JUCO, you know, then transfers out of JUCO to Arizona State, was a fourth-round pick. It was just always off-the-field stuff. That's all it is can this guy just keep his cool? He's such a damn good athlete, elite playmaker, amazing turnovers, ball skills A+, but all right, let's do this. This is the Jack Jones off-the-field rap sheet, and it is a rap sheet. Dude broke into a Panda Express in Santa Paula, California while he was at Moore Park, attempted to break in, pled guilty to commercial burglary. All right, Arizona State goes there, gets, you know, disciplined for fighting in practice, just can't keep his cool. Gets drafted the fourth round to the Patriots, placed on the suspended list because he wouldn't show up to rehab sessions. Got injured. That's all right. But you got to can't Brandon Ayuk it. This dude was Brandon Ayuk in it. So they put him on the suspended list because he doesn't show up. 2023, again with the Patriots, goes to Logan Airport and gets arrested with not one, but two loaded firearms, including additional extended magazines in his carry-on. Can't do that. Carryout's got his name real big on it, by the way. Like, dude, come on. It gets off because the Patriots, let's be honest, that's what they do. But yeah, like, there's just so many issues. Then misses curfew with the Patriots later that year and gets benched. That was all 2023. So since 2023, the last kind of incident was missing curfew and getting benched. No issues since then. So 2024, 2025, no issues. And he was with the Raiders in 2024, started every single game. He was with the Dolphins last year, started every single game. Durability's there. Decent starter. Like, he's not – Jack Jones is no longer I don't know if he was ever seen as, like, a top, you know, 30 corner, top 40 corner, top 50 corner. But, like – every single team in the NFL has three starting corners, all right? Three times 30. Yeah, you can get – there's about 100 starting corners in the NFL on a given Sunday. I think he's on that list. I think he's a top 100 corner whenever you look at just what Jack Jones does on the field. Can play outside, can play inside. The ball skills are unique. Like, 59 games played, 38 starts, 8 interceptions, 4 defensive touchdowns. Like, once he gets the ball in his hand, he can do some things. 3 forced fumbles, 1 fumble return. He could just 33 pass breakups. Like, ball skills, ball skills, ball skills. This is a starting level corner for a bad team. At worst, he's a number 4 or 5 corner, which every single team keeps 4 or 5 corners. But the 49ers cornerback depth chart is deep. Like, it is deep. Now, he's made his issues in the NFL very well known. He was drafted in the fourth round of 2022 to the Patriots, 121st overall. He went 15 picks after Danny Gray. No major injuries. It just has played a lot of football. He's made $4.2 million career earnings, sacrificed a lot of those earnings because of the off-the-field stuff, violated his contract. He's on a one-year, $1.2 million deal with the 49ers. No guarantees, Jack Jones. Like, dude, you got to come here. You got to earn it. You got to show us you can behave. You got to show us you belong. But what I would hang my hat on, this is not a signing that I would have went with. However, if you are going to have some knuckleheads, you want them in the defensive back room. It is just, yeah, and like, yeah, Portola, like, if no off-the-field issues in Miami and Vegas, like, back-to-back years, Vegas and Miami, no issues. A little bit different than Santa Clara. it's just, it's different. It is different. So, like, he's a damn good football player. And if you look at highlights, Jack Jones is a freaking highlight reel. I listened to a lot of NFL podcasts, whatever else. And I remember there was one episode where NFL Network was at the Raiders training camp. And every single player that, or, you know, whatever talking head that was on there, there were like three or four national reporters that were there. And they all were like, dude, Jack Jones has been the player of this camp. Like, he's been the best Raiders player, offense or defense, for all of training camp. Like, he is a baller. Can he just keep his head on straight? Josh, one of the producers of the series, personally liked Jack Jones for the 49ers. You ain't got him. Portola, orange chicken and broccoli and beef. Was it worth it, Jack Jones? Oh, I love it, dude. I'm a honey walnut shrimp in the low main. That's me. But, you know, you do what you got to do. Whenever they do the spicy orange chicken, which I wish they'd keep that on there. That's fire. That is fire. Logan right here. Our quarterback room is going to be quite competitive, hopefully just on the field. Hey, let's go through the depth chart, which usually you keep five corners, sometimes six, but usually five. Diamandour Lenore, Renardo Green, Upton Stout, Ephesians Prysock is a fourth-round pick. He's making this damn roster. Nate Hobbs, way more money, versatility. Darrell Luter played pretty good last year than Jack Jones. Behind that, you got Jacob Robinson, Eli Apple. Like, the 49ers corner room, you didn't lose any corners last year. You brought them all back, and you add Prysock, Hobbs, Jack Jones. The depth of the 49ers 2026 roster. I love all these jokes. Monkey says, points through the glass with a ski mask on. Give me three spring rolls and two servings of that orange chicken. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I love all these. And that's the thing. So, Jack Jones, knucklehead. No doubt about it. Like, I don't think anybody disagrees. You don't bring two loaded guns to the airport. One, and then in your carry-on, you got more? You hope he grew up. And maybe I should pull back. I'm not trying to make light of these situations. I don't know how to address situations like this without comedy, which can get me in trouble because, yeah, I make jokes about everything that I'm not supposed to make. I always have been that way. That's just how I approach certain things. So I'm not trying to make light of burglary and guns in airport. But it's just kind of my default. So I apologize for that. I love these jokes, man. I love Wingstop, but I'm not breaking into one. Oh, gosh. These are great, man. Y'all are killing me. I love it. It is awesome. You guys are the best of the best. So anyway, Jack Jones on the field, check. If Jack Jones was the fourth corner for a roster, I don't think anybody would have an issue. He's not the fifth or the sixth. Like, he's the sixth corner. No guaranteed money. You cut him, who cares? Like, not a big deal. I'm not putting that up there, Shane. I appreciate you, though. Number 57, very different player. Garrett Wallow, who, man, how do you not love Garrett Wallow? He was with the Eagles and, you know, was on their team last year. On their practice squad, Niners pulled him over in December, steps in, starts a playoff game, and dominates against the Eagles, helps win that game. just was awesome. 6'2", 230 pounds, wears jersey number 49. The infamous 49 jersey for the 49ers. I hate that look, but it's a little too on the nose for me. Dude, Garrett Wallow, energy, special teams, and attitude. Just attitude. And the 49ers kept having all those injuries at the linebacker position where they just had to have somebody play. Garrett Wallow stepped in there and was okay. Like, Garrett Wallow is never supposed to be a linebacker rotational player. He's a special teams guy that break glass in case of emergency. You need linebacker help. Like, that's cool. This dude started in a playoff game on the road against a heavy run team. It was awesome. Like, did his job. Can't cover, but whenever you play Jalen Hurts, who can't throw, you're going to be all right. Like, he did his job. You look at his play style comps, like, with all of his measurables. Chad Surratt, right, Brant Boyer guy. Jeremiah Gimmel, you remember him, the general. Akeem Davis Gaither. Like, there's a prototype for this, and it's a special teams player. That's what Garrett Wallow is. He's 27 years old, came out of TCU, and born and raised in New Orleans, which, you know, you get the Garrett Wallow. It's a cool name. Went to John Curtis Christian High School, was a three-star recruit, was on Denver's practice squad. I said claimed from Philly. I was misspoken. He was on Denver's practice squad when the 49ers took him. They took him off their practice squad with our injuries at the linebacker position, and he had to play. And, man, just was so awesome. 8 tackles against the Eagles in that playoff game, sent the defending Super Bowl champions home. Definitely one of the high points of the season last year with a guy named Garrett Wallow. Like, really? This is what we're doing? But he jumped off the tape to me when they got him in December because of special teams. You know, we break down every single play, offense, defense, special teams, have for several seasons. And I'm going through this special teams tape, and I'm like, dude, who the hell is that? He is angry as hell. It just, dude's like hyped up on smelling salts. Garrett Wallow's running around trying to kill people on kickoff and kickoff return. Not like out there blocking. No, no, no. I got worried, and I remember saying this in one of my breakdowns. I was like, dude, I love this dude. He is trying to rip people's face off. I just hope he don't get penalties. He's a little too aggressive. But yeah, back it down a little bit. What you like as a coach, you don't like the players that you have to, like, piss them off to play mad. No, no, you like guys like Garrett Wallow, like Dre Greenlaw, that are out there trying to, yeah, it's personal. Garrett Wallow is awesome on special teams. You don't ever want him playing as a linebacker. But the dude did it in the playoffs for a short stint and did what had to be done to get a playoff win. I think that that is huge. He was drafted in 2021 in the 5th round, pick 170 overall. He went 2 picks before D'Amador Lenore and 10 picks before Hufanga. Yeah, so I think 10 picks after, sorry. But like anyway, just put that out there. That's kind of rough for Garrett Wallow, both those great players. But he's played in 46 games, 5 starts. 51 tackles, 3 tackle for loss, 1 sack, 1 pass breakup. But again, 8 tackles in that Philly playoff game. I think that that was huge. He's a special team stud. This is a Brant Boyer player. You might be able to sneak onto the practice squad and elevate as a special teams player. Might. You start looking at this linebacker room and you're just like, oh boy, you're in trouble. This Ralph, like, I'm in danger. Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Tatum Bethune, Luke Gifford, Nick Martin, Jalen Duggar, Garrett Wallow, Jalen Graham, Larry Worth III. And Larry Worth III has looked awesome through the OTA process. So, like, he's got a 1-year, $1.2 million deal, $330,000 guaranteed. That is special teams, practice squad player money. The contract tells us you make about $270,000. Maybe he makes a little bit more because he's been in the league for 6 seasons. But that $330,000 guaranteed basically says, look, you probably aren't going to make our 53-man roster, Garrett Wallow, but we're going to pay you upfront for the entire season of practice squad. So we want you on our practice squad. So if you don't make the 53, we're prepaying you to be on our practice squad. So don't go to another practice squad. And these are the conversations that happen when the contracts come out with the agent. Like, look, dude, we're going to probably be drafted somebody. It's a deep linebacker room. Not sure you're going to make the 53-man, but we're going to pay you to be a practice squad guy that we can elevate for special teams. and we're going to prepay you for the entire season because we love the way you practice. We love the way you play. We love the experience. We love what you did for us in the playoffs. But we're paying you for special teams, practice squad. That's what it's going to be. If somebody puts you on their 53, we ain't got nothing to say about it. But if you're picked in a practice squad, we're going to prepay you this $330,000 guarantee. That's a lot of money. He's made $3.7 million in his career. Go Garrett Wallow. Freaking stud. Freaking stud. You guys still making Jack Jones? Jack Jones, travel and restaurant guide. 0 stars. Would not recommend. Thank you, Farscape. I love it. Josh, Wallow is a pinch player. Good for 40 snaps when needed. Just can't cover. Lost a lot. See ball, get ball type of guy. He can tackle very, very well. Great on special teams. Great on special teams. Logan, Wallow was definitely one of the reasons we limited the Eagles that game. Yeah, good against the run. You play a one-dimensional team that, yeah, Jalen Hurts played a terrible game. And that offense, they had to fire their offensive coordinator. They had to change everything. And I mean, Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl winning quarterback, let's be very real. But to say that he is limited is an understatement. Ooh, Tommy with the headline, Eagles wallow in self-pity. Ooh, I like that. I do like that. So that's number 57, Garrett Wallow. Now, our number 56 player, I don't think gets enough love throughout the entirety of, you know, kind of, the 49ers respected roster decisions in this offseason. So I would say probably 56, the most unheralded, deserves way more respect, and will probably get a lot of playing times for the 49ers this year, right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Oh, look at this. Shane giving me props. Said, nice cliffhanger. Oh, I'm getting better at this. Just a couple hundred episodes, thousand episodes. teasers aren't my thing. But number 56, defensive end Cam Sample. I think that he kind of got lost in the sauce of all the free agency moves with Drake Greenlaw, Osa Digizua, Mike Evans. Like, I don't think Cam Sample, I had him ranked a lot higher than 56, so what we did, all four of us, you know, Ben, Josh, Zach, myself, we rank 1 through 91 impact on this season alone. I think Cam Sample is going to be playing a lot because Nick Bosa is coming off an injury. Will he be ready week one to fly to Australia? Maybe. And then you got Mikael Williams coming off an injury in November. I don't think there's really any chance he's going to be ready week one with that flight. I just don't see it. You need defensive ends, and then you throw in rookie Romello Hyde. Okay, cool. He can rush the passer only, but now you're down to Samo and then Keon White. He's overcoming getting shot in the foot. Like, good Lord, the hits just keep on coming, man. So I really do believe that defensive end Cam Sample, he's 6'3", 272. He's stout, dude. He could be a legit rotational piece early in the season. I do think he's 56 on this, you know, roster thing, but a little finagling, I think there's a strong chance that Cam Sample makes the 53. He wears jersey number 96, 6'3", 272, 26 years old. Like, come on, man. It played at Tulane, and he's from Snellville, Georgia, which I spent a couple of summers, 2 summers in Snellville, Georgia, with the pops. Look at all the dad references today. I love it. Went to Shiloh High School. It went a highly recruited player coming out, 2-star ranking, but then he goes to Tulane. Very productive career. Was a 4th-round pick with the Bengals, but struggled to kind of find his way as a starter He's a rotational defensive end. That is what he is. Like, he is your ideal number four, number five defensive end. You can make a career out of that. This kid's 26. We have draft picks that are the same age as Cam Sample, but he's entering into his sixth season, right? He's part of the old regime where you would come out at 20 sometimes. So he came out early, but literally him and Kalon Black, your running back, are about 6 months difference, but he's been in the NFL for six seasons. Could he find a home in Santa Clara, or is he just going to be a rotational depth piece at the defensive end spot till everybody gets healthy? Good stout run defender, high energy guy. You go back through his tape, Cam Sample, and a lot of his tackle for losses and a lot of his sacks are just extra effort, energy guy. Chris Kucerik, this is a Kerry Hyder special. That's just what it is. It's a Sammo type guy. Is he dynamic? No. Do you want him starting? Never. Teams need four to five defensive ends to rotate. Cam Sample can play that and has played that role. You're kind of betting on... the Bengals don't know what the hell they're doing on defense and never really have. They've struggled with the defensive end position, and you're hoping, well, all right, maybe they just screwed up. Now, the biggest negative to Cam Sample is he tore his Achilles in 2024. Took him a long time to kind of recover, missed the majority of kind of last season. I shouldn't say that. He played 14 games last year, but he wasn't himself. And again, just put that into perspective, he was 24 whenever he tore his Achilles. George Kittle tore his Achilles in freaking January of 30-plus years old. Just trying to provide context to understand, calm down on some certain things. But great at stunts. Cam Sample, that's huge. Like, this is a Kucerik-type guy. Three-down versatility is an ideal number four, number five defensive end. He was drafted by the Bengals in the fourth round, pick 111 overall, and kind of not his fault. The very next pick, 112, was Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's just a freaking stud. Went right after him. That hurts. Ambry Thomas went eight picks before, Cam Sample, just to put that into perspective. But Cam Sample's played 61 games, five starts, 85 tackles, eight tackle for losses, 26 quarterback hits, which is good. Seven sacks, one forced fumble, one pass breakup. Still young, 26 years old, three down versatility. He can help you in the run. You got to put him in there to rush the passer. He can do it. You're going to have to stun a little bit. Like, he's not a bender by any stretch, but you're betting the Bengals are the Bengals, and you're saying this is 2 years removed from Achilles. Maybe it's an uptick. He's 26 in his prime. It's kind of where he is. He's on a one-year, $1.3 million deal. Not a lot. $225,000 guaranteed. Got some money there. $5.4 million he's made in his career. And you start looking at the depth chart at the defensive end spot. Nick Bosa, got to put an asterisk on there. Coming off an ACL. Mikael Williams, asterisk. ACL. Keon White, asterisk. Gunshot. All right. Now you're talking Sammo, Romello Height, Mikael Kamara, then Cam Sample. He's ahead of guys like William Bradley King and Andrew Farmer. But one of the best roster battles is, look at the lead in, Cam Sample versus Mikael Kamara, who comes in, you guessed it, number 55. I got him back to back. The high upside, I don't want to say high upside with Mikael Kamara. I don't think he's a huge high upside player, but he's 24, undrafted free agent against a 6 year pro that is 26, and they are similar. Now, the problem with Mikael Kamara, who is number 55, he just has such a limited athletic profile. He's 6'1", 250. He doesn't have the arms. He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have, like, he's built well, but he doesn't have the frame. And so he doesn't have the length. That's why Mikael Kamara was undrafted versus Cam Sample, who goes in the fourth round. I think Mikael Kamara is a better football player. But he's got to show it. He's a priority free agent. And I think he's the highest priority free agent on our list. My favorite is Khalil Dinkins, a tight end, but the highest ranking one is Mikael Kamara. For reasons, defensive end room's got some issues, as we just alluded to. There's a mess there. So Mikael Kamara, number 55, wears jersey 59, 6'1", 250, 24 years old. This is another Kurt Cignetti special. He was at James Madison for multiple seasons, then transferred to Indiana when Kurt Cignetti took that change, just like Kalon Black. You know, was teammates with Curtis Rourke, was teammates with the other defensive tackle. Oh my gosh, I had him on the show. What is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? CJ West. Gosh, I'm a goofball. Like, there's a lot in-house that knows what Mikhail Kamara can do. He's born and raised in Stonebridge, Virginia. And again, listen to this lineage. His dad's from Sierra Leone. His mother is Jamaican. How cool is that? Talk about a unique outlook on the human perspective. That is beautiful. Now I want to know more about this dude. Amazing high school career, 31 sacks as a junior and senior. He was defensive player of the year. Three-star recruit. He goes to James Madison. Followed Kurt Cignetti to Indiana and had an incredible 2024. Like, you go back to his 2024 season. Let me see here. I want to make sure I detail this correct. Man, I outlined this somewhere. Yeah. In 2024, he had 15 tackle for losses, 10 sacks. Didn't follow it up with a good year. Had a down year, 2 sacks. But this was one of the players that we wrote for our 49ers draft rush guide. I had a late fourth round grade on him. And I had a fifth round. I bumped him up to fourth round just because there was so much that I liked about his tape. Listen to the traits that we rated. Experience, 9. Like, was almost a 10 out of 10. Almost the most starts. He's got 51 career starts of anybody in the defensive end draft class. Versatility, 4. He's a buck style end only. Speed, 2. Acceleration, 3. Injury, 9. He's played beyond durable. Pass rush, 5. Run game, 7. Like, I was like, dude, this is a Niner guy. And sure enough, he landed with the Niners. And this was our 49ers rush draft film breakdown, okay, of Mikhail Kamara before he was drafted. And this before the piece came out. These are our words. Highly productive, relentless motor, and it shows on tape. Has advanced pass rush moves. Not a one-trick pony. Swipe package is probably his best pass rush move. Participates in the run game with good technique. Bend is decent at best. He's not a speedster. When he gets engaged, he doesn't get disengaged. And so that was my biggest issue. When you watch Mikhail Kamara, whenever he gets got, he gets got. Shout out to The Wire. Like, it's over. He's got to stay ahead. He gets tied up. It's plays over. He just disappears. And I don't like that. A little slow at diagnosing run plays. Compact power rusher. Decent get off, sets the edge well, below average NFL athlete, but plays consistently well. Consistency, tape is good, a lot of experience. His havoc rate was 27 out of 49 defensive ends in this draft class. That's average. Why'd he go undrafted? He's small in stature and slow. Small in stature. And so the threshold teams wanted nothing to do with him. Didn't test well. He's short. Some teams don't want 6'1 guys. PFF scores, yeah, 74.1 overall, 79.7 run, 76.2 pass rush. Consistent three-down player. Can he be that in the NFL? Probably not. Probably going to be a run game guy only early on. But, man, can he make a splash? Can he get one of these spots early with Keon White, Mikael Williams, Nick Bosa having those injury issues? We'll see. But yeah, man, I like a lot of these guys. I really, really do. Behind on the chat now, because we had the Cam Sample and Mikhail Kamara conversation. So let's catch up on the chat. Logan, not going to lie, Chapman, if we get another pass rusher, I think Sample will be even more forgotten. Yeah, rightfully so. If everybody's healthy, I have Mikhail Kamara 6th, Cam Sample 7th. But with 3 asterisks, yeah, you're bumping them up to 3rd and 4th. Well, maybe only 1 or 2 of those guys. Okay, 4th and 5th, you're keeping 5 defensive ends. One of these guys is going to make the roster. I think there's a chance both of them make the initial 53. You could do the handshake agreement with Cam Sample. Can't do that with Kamara. You'd lose him. Depending on how they play. Oh, look at that. We're getting a Sylvester Stallone cliffhanger. I love it, man. I love that movie. It was great. I'm scared of heights, probably because of that movie. I did not. Yeah, there were some scenes that still burned into my brain. Logan, I can't wait to see a fully healthy Mikhail Williams on this upgraded D-line. I think that's huge. I really, really do. And yeah, Ben, Sample's very similar to Samuel. I would put your kind of stout buck ends, Keon White, Mikael Williams, Sam O, Mikael Kamara, Cam Sample, right? Your pass rush specialist, that's Romello Height. And Nick Bosa's just, he could do it all, right? Like, you could do whatever. Like, Nick Bosa's that guy. But the Niners love that stout run defense because we do so many light boxes. Oh, what's up, the Strike Gold Podcast? A little late with the hat tip. What's up, brother? Appreciate you, Rob Lauder. You stud. Mikael Kamara is making this roster book it. I really hope he does. The ceiling, and I struggle with this, because whenever you're talking about young priority free agents, the ceiling and floor is usually higher, but he's 6'1". He's small. Doesn't mean you can't play. Look at Elvis Dumervil. Yeah, now, nobody's going to confuse Mikael Kamara with Elvis Dumervil on how they play. They win in completely different ways. But Mikael Kamara, definitely. I really, really like that. And Logan, yeah, he's a technician. I saw that as well. His hands are good. But it was weird that whenever he got locked up, it was just over. But I'm excited. He looks the part. Even though he's small. Ugh, that's awesome. Fun players, man. Very, very fun players. All right, our last player on today's roster countdown. Probably one of my favorites. And I think people are going to be upset by this one, but like some guys I just love watching play. I just love watching them play. And this was a player that I kept saying should be way higher on the depth chart for, I think, 3 years now, 2024, 2025, and then this year as well. Patrick Taylor Jr., the running back, he just runs pissed off. Kyle Shanahan trusts him. He plays so damn hard. And he's shined whenever he's given a chance. You go watch, which a lot of people didn't. I was at this game in person. It was one of the worst games I've ever been to. It was the last game, the 17th game of the season in 2024 when the Niners didn't make the playoffs. It didn't matter for the Cardinals. Didn't matter for the 49ers. Patrick Taylor gets the start. 17 rush attempts over 100 yards. Dude was running through people's face masks. Like he was out to prove to the world, I belong. I finally get my chance. I'm going to punch somebody in the face. Just runs angry. Now, 49ers got blown out. I remember, I'd never liked this player since there. Jordan Elliott quit several times in the middle of the game, and the Niners just kept him out there for some strange reason and brought him back for another year. I was so glad for him to be gone. I don't like players that quit. You have to have pride. Patrick Taylor Jr. had pride, man. Way better than Isaac Garrido. Not near as fast. He runs a 4.57. Wears jersey number 32, and this is his third season. We had him 87. On the roster countdown 2024. Last year, 65. This year, 54. Three consecutive years. Climbing. Just climbing. And I think a big reason, you know, you look at, how do I say this? Isaac Garrido has been a disaster. And then his pec tear. Like, Patrick Taylor Jr. is very close to making this roster. 6'2", 215, 28 years old, played at Memphis. He went to, I'm going to mess this up, Atascocita High School, which I should know that high school. It's in Humble, Texas. Has two sisters. His dad, Patrick, played at Nichols State. His cousin played wide receiver at Memphis. Led his high school to the fourth round of state Texas playoffs. Yeah, Humble always puts up some good programs. But he was a two-star recruit, went to Memphis, and their running back situation has just been awesome. They've had so many studs come through that program. He's been a depth practice squad player for the majority of his career and kind of has been a break glass in case of emergency if CMC goes down because Kyle trusts him. And he can return kicks. Not great at it, but in the new kickoff format, you can have this bigger, slower running back. It was good. It only had four returns, but they were all way better than Garrido stuff, and he didn't fumble. He's played for three teams in his career. He was an undrafted free agent back in 2020, but he's played 47 games, only one start, but that one start he rushed for 100 yards with the 49ers. He's averaged 4.3 yards per attempt throughout his entire career. Two touchdowns, 17 receptions, 94 receiving yards. Receiving's an issue. That is an issue. Been on the 49ers practice squad for multiple years in a row, and like, he's just trusted. And when Christian McCaffrey went down in the one start against Arizona, 17 carries, 109 yards for 6.4 yards per carry. Like, awesome. But you look at the contract. 1 year, $1.2 million minimum. No guarantees. He's made $4.3 million in his career. But then you get to the depth chart, it's just like, oof. All right, you got Christian McCaffrey, obviously. However you want to do the Kalen Black, Jordan James. Those are two and three. Then it's Patrick Taylor Jr., four. The Niners keep four running backs a lot. I don't think that they will this year. But, you know, Isaac Corindo, torn pec, he ain't going to be ready. It ain't going to be ready. It's just not there. It's Sincere McCormick, you've had some guys rotating on the back end, and they've been cut and released. Snip, snap, snip, snap. Like, I don't know. I don't think Patrick Taylor Jr. is set without an injury to make the 53-man roster. CMC is not going to practice very much. It's going to be Jordan James, Kalen Black just fighting to the death in training camp and preseason. Those two guys, like, dude, you're going to get so many snaps out of those two guys with Isaac Grindo out, but Isaac Grindo's never made it through a training camp his entire life. Patrick Taylor Jr. is number three. Sincere McCormick's number four. At some point, this cat's going to be playing. I really hope Christian McCaffrey can do what he did last year and do it all over again. All of us hope that. Well, that's the likelihood. I am a betting man. I'm not going to bet on that. Right here, Shade, like him, but if Patrick Taylor Jr. has to play, that's another tough year for the running backs, though. It is. And, like, you don't want him starting, but, you know, right now he's number four. At some point, Christian McCaffrey, Jordan James, or Kalen Black is going to get banged up. This is today's NFL. Running back durability is the lowest of any position in the NFL. Like, running back threes play on special teams. And that's the thing. Like, I want somebody that knows the system, has been around the system. He has done that, and he plays hard. He plays so hard. He's a good special teamer. You put him on punt, you put him on punt return, you put him on kickoff return. He could do all of those things, so he can eat up special team snaps as well. And that's the back end of the roster type guys. At no point do you want Patrick Taylor Jr. starting, but if he has to serve as running back three, which is going to happen at some point. Yeah, appreciate Sandra, the nice comment on Twitch. That's what's up. Shane, I know I'm in the minority, but I want another Isaac G year. Let's go. Me and Wayne only. Well, I think that the injury, the torn pec to Isaac Grindo, and I talked about this last week whenever we did the countdown show for him. You know, I'm as far from Isaac Grindo fan or whatever as possible, but now that he got injured with the torn pec, you can just put him on the PUP list. His contract tolls. That's it. He ain't going to be ready for training camp, like they said. Bull crap. 0% chance. But you just keep him on the PUP. He doesn't count against the 53. And if for some reason you do get an injury, then you activate him from the PUP in October, November, December, whenever. And then he could come play for you if somebody does. And he might pass Patrick Taylor because the upside is there, the speed, all those things. I prefer Patrick Taylor Jr. because that dude is a football player. Isaac Grindo is a track guy in a big person body that just can't figure it out. Just can't. awkward. Yeah, there we go. So anyway, that is the roster countdown series. We're going to have more shows this week. We'll have to talk with Wayne. Figured out if we're going to be doing a John and Wayne show tomorrow, but I've got to get a lot of these countdown shows in because, man, we're 80 days to kickoff, and I've got, you know, my freaking 20th anniversary trip with a wife, which I'm going to be missing a lot of time. Sorry about that ahead of the, I've got to step it up, man. Y'all got to get on me about these things. Look at this, Monkey Boy. Appreciate the super chat. You are the freaking man. Thanks for the super chat. He says, John, if you're having trouble booking a player for a road trip, maybe put this towards a combo plate to entice Jack Jones for a quick visit. All in good fun. $13.95. Yeah, that gets the you get the combo, which gives you two entrees and a side. That's, you can't get the Coke with that, but you get the fortune cookie. There you go. Yeah, get that honey walnut shrimp, which you got to upgrade for. That's like a couple bucks more. It's an orange chicken combo plate, monkey. You guys are the absolute best. I love you guys. This has been a lot of fun. I want to again say thank you to Ben, Josh, and Zach for helping with this entire series. And for us in the 49ers rush, we're just going to keep counting them down. And until next time, stay strong, faithful. We out.